Certainly that investment in Memphis Meat recognises there is a significant global megatrend, something that's been described as the more from less trend. And quite simply, that's a recognition that the Earth has really limited supplies of natural resources. It explores how, you know, governments and companies and communities need to look at new and different ways of producing products. There's a place for that type of product. But equally, there's a significant trend towards natural and less processed products. Ethical treatment of workers, humane treatment of animals. And we undertake tracking every month, every quarter, every year. Would show that today, without a doubt, the single biggest drivers for consumers remain price, quickly followed by convenience and taste and enjoyment. And natural, unprocessed food is a really big part of taste and enjoyment. I certainly believe that natural, organic food will remain critically important into the future. Consumers like to have choices. I think the two trends can almost coexist.
Lisa Sharp, how do you address the concerns about the fact that land livestock production is contributing to nearly 20% of the world's greenhouse gases?
Most important thing is that we continue to look for ways to optimise our production practices. We need to continue to look for ways to improve practices on farm to minimise that impact.
Have there been any solutions found yet?
A particular area of focus for us at the moment is looking for ways to reduce carbon emissions on farm. But we also have a range of research and development initiatives that are also looking at managing waste right through the value chain. And this includes minimising energy use in processing facilities, maximising our use of water resources.
So Richard Branson was saying in 30 years or so, we will no longer need to kill any animals and all meat will be either clean or plant-based. How true do you think that statement will prove to be?
I think just practically, there certainly will be a need for continued production and mass production of beef, but we would need to continue to do so in the most sustainable way possible.
How would you feel about eating a meat product that's been produced in a brewer's vat?
I knew you would ask me that question. Look, as a passionate foodie, personally, I look for food that comes from real people whose production practices are aligned with my own values. So I like real food from real people in real places. So I'm unlikely to try, but perhaps there'll be a professional curiosity and I'd be tempted to have a sample.